In less than a month, the Senate starts confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee John Roberts, and the ad wars are beginning to heat up. A new ad by an abortion rights group is harshly critical of Roberts. Its claims have been questioned, and the ad led to a soon-to-be-released ad that will defend Roberts. Meanwhile, Democrats complain that the White House has been too slow in turning over documents relating to the judge's legal writings. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The critical ad was produced by the abortion rights group NARAL Pro-Choice America. It begins with TV news footage of a 1998 abortion clinic bombing.
7 years ago, a bomb destroyed a woman's health clinic in Birmingham, Alabama.
When a bomb ripped through my clinic, I almost lost my life. I will never be the same.
Supreme Court nominee John Roberts filed court briefs supporting violent fringe groups and a convicted clinic bomber.
I am determined to stop this violence, so I'm speaking out.
Call your senators. Tell them to oppose John Roberts. America can't afford a justice whose ideology leads him to excuse violence against other Americans.
The ad cites arguments made by Roberts in an April 1991 case when Roberts was Deputy Solicitor General. The case was about protesters blockading abortion clinics. Lawyers for the clinics and some state attorneys general wanted to bar the blockades using an 1871 statute aimed at the Ku Klux Klan. Roberts argued that law did not apply in this case. Other groups had filed friend of the court briefs supporting the government's position, among them Operation Rescue. FactCheck.org, which reviews the accuracy of political ads, says the NARAL ad against Roberts is false. The group's director is Brooks Jackson.
If all you knew was what was in this ad, you would have the impression that John Roberts was some kind of nut who advocated abortion, bombing abortion clinics, and it's just not true.
Jackson says the case in question had nothing to do with clinic bombings and that the NARAL ad practices guilt by association in linking Roberts to a convicted clinic bomber. NARAL defends its ad as tough but fair. The organization's president, Nancy Keenan, says Roberts didn't have to take the position he did.
I think he had a choice. And I think that when he had a choice to do nothing and not enter into this case, he had a choice to side with the attorney generals, or he had a choice to side with those fringe violent groups. And he chose to side with the fringe violent groups. That says something about a person's ideology and belief system.
In response, a conservative group, Progress for America, is running an ad attacking NARAL.
When John Roberts was nominated, he was met with wide praise from Republicans and Democrats. But with little to attack in Roberts' superb record, liberals are taking the low road. What newspapers call a witch hunt. A far-left Democratic group is making a desperate and false attack, recklessly distorting Judge Roberts' record. But the Senate unanimously approved Judge Roberts after a thorough review of his record just 2 years ago. How low can these frustrated liberals sink?
Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York wrote the White House today asking about the status of legal papers Roberts wrote during the previous Bush and Reagan administrations. The Washington Post reported today the administration is delaying the release of those papers so it can determine whether there are any surprises in the documents that could be used by Democrats against Roberts. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.